I'm a regional police officer in Sudbury. I've been with the department for 13 years, and I've been off work just over 6 years now with a neck injury, and I have been attempting to return to work, but to no avail. Approximately, I believe it was 4 years ago, I had recorded with the ministry at the airport. I reported it as soon as it occurred. I was the end of August, so I believe it was the 27th, 28th of August, it was documented with the Ministry of Transportation at the airport. I was out looking out the back window of my residence with my wife, and she was commenting on what kind of work she was going to be doing with the backyard next year type thing. It was the end of the summer, and she was mentioning about a number of things she wanted to do with the backyard. It was about, I believe, about 8 o'clock at night. It was starting to get dark at early time of the night in that part of the summer, and we were just standing there, and I was on an angle, and she was looking straight out the back window, so she didn't see anything. It was very low overcast. It had been, I believe it had been raining earlier in the day, or it was trying to rain anyway, and the clouds were very low. And as I was looking out the window with her and looking, and just she was just telling me what she'd like to do the following summer, as I mentioned earlier, a bright light came through the clouds. And just as I saw the bright light, I was on an angle, she didn't see it, but I said, "Shooting star." And within a split second, whatever it was, well, not whatever it was, I saw what it was, but it cleared the clouds. And it was, in fact, the, although I told the guy at the airport to administer transportation, don't ask me that question about what I think it is, but it was, it appeared to be some type of craft that is used for traveling through the air. It was not anything similar to anything I've ever seen. I've always been an amateur military buff and reading on wars and aircraft. I have all kinds of books on planes and the history of the RAF, stuff like that. There's nothing that I've seen in any of those books that looks like this, but it was looked to be like a some type of round saucer shape, but it had points on each end, and there was bright, there was a very bright, like prism-like white light on the whole vehicle, except it was a there was a like a window bay, not a bay window, but a long window type thing, but that light was even brighter, so it was very clear. And as it cleared the clouds, I got a perfect view of it. I didn't get a picture of it, of course, because it was coming down so quickly. It was coming down at approximately I guess you'd call it a 45 degree angle. Looked to me, appeared to me like perhaps it was something trying to get down below the cloud cover fast so that nobody would see it. And as it disappeared in from my vision through my neighbor's eave of his house on the other side of it, I think, I ran outside the door and went into my backyard to see if I could see it again, but I didn't see it. It was approximately, I would say it was approximately perhaps anywhere from 3/4 of a mile to 2 miles away. No, I wouldn't even think it was 2 miles, because it was so clear to see it, and it would look like a good size vehicle of some kind. But I reported it to the airport. Actually, I called a good friend of mine, his OPP, and I asked him about it, and of course he asked me if there were any green men looking out of it, and I kind of said to him, like, you know, drop dead, I'm telling you what I saw, and I said, I just want to know where to report it, and he advised me to call the airport. I called the airport and reported it to the ministry clerk that was at the airport at the time. I spoke with him, and he took a report. I advised him exactly what it described it in a whole bit, and then when he finally asked me what I thought it was, and I kind of said to him, don't ask me that, but it appeared to be exactly what I said, some type of vehicle or craft that would be used to travel through air. It was nothing I've ever seen. I don't know where it came from, whether it's something we have we don't know about, or whether it was something from elsewhere. I really don't know, but I know what I saw, and there are very few people I told about that. Of course, a lot of people are very skeptical about it when you tell them. They figure, oh, Stu, you're losing it, you know, because I've been off work and all that, but I'm not losing it because I know what I saw, and it really doesn't matter whether they believe me or not. I never thought to call you before, because I'd just been sitting back and figuring, oh, well, it's not a big deal. These kind of things are being seen all the time now. But I just saw an article in the paper regarding that, and I kept seeing your name come up, and I decided to give you a call and just advise you of it. And perhaps you could advise me how I could get a copy of that report, because everything's computerized now, and my name should be on the computer for reporting a sighting. And if I could get a copy of it, actually, my friend, the OPP officer's ex-wife, who she worked at the airport at the time, and she did give me a copy, but I don't think she can locate it now. She kind of lost it in her drawer at home, but perhaps you could advise me how I could get a copy of that report, just for the sake of having it, just the interest's sake. And anyway, that's about it. You can take me off the tape now.